It's ready. I'll repeat that. All right, it is. It's 10 a.m. today, Wednesday, October 15, 2025. We're in regular session in the Upshur County Commissioners Court. Everybody is here, so I'm going to declare a forum is present. The way we roll, we start off with a word of prayer offered by Commissioner Gene Dolly. Following that, Commissioner Dustin Nicholson will lead us in the pledge to the two flags. We'll stay seated for the prayer. Mr. Dolly.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for your goodness and mercy and all the many good things that you have blessed us with. And Lord, we ask you this day to lead and to guide us in our business of Upshur County. Help us, dear Lord, to make the decisions that is the best for your people and for our citizens and for the Upshur County. Help us, dear God, to be guided by your spirit and by your love and by your knowledge and wisdom. For Lord, without you, we can do nothing. We thank you for your help and your strength. And Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking you, Lord, to always remember and protect those that protect us and serve us and put their lives on the line 24/7 to see that our lives are protected. We pray, dear God, especially for our law enforcement, our military, our first responders, firefighters, ambulance, the hospital personnel, people that take care of us. Bless them, guide their hands. Help us, dear God, to be a help to them also. Guide us now by your spirit. Lead us by thy hand and help us to do thy will. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, I've got one signed up.
That's all.
Do you have any?
No, that was it.
All right, today we're great. In the presence of the Blackwater, Texas delegation, including our Honor Brandy Flanagan, the mayor, ma'am. Floor is now yours.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming.
Well, we just wanted to come and express our appreciation for the work that you guys partnered with us on the lake roads. And so we wanted to present Commissioner Ashley and you, Judge Tefteller, a plaque that says, the Honorable Todd Tefteller, County Judge, and Michael Ashley, Precinct 3, Councilman. The City of Gladewater would like to thank you for partnering with us to keep Gladewater moving forward together. So we just want to say thank you very much for partnering with us and presenting this plaque.
Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, well, good deal. Thank you, sir. Charlie Smith. I'm going to just come right here. Y'all don't have to get up. Work. All righty, then. I get to have my picture married to the mayor.
You see, Kristen?
Well, short
he and I share low-tech jobs,
you don't mean the pictures.
No. Thank you, sir. Sincerely appreciate it. Thank you very much.
He doesn't know how to rotate it either. Well, we can
way to go, Mike.
Okay, awesome.
You don't tell him I'm right today.
Okay.
day. I write better than I photograph.
And Brandy, if y'all want to ease out, that's not considered rude around here. I just want to say that. Some people sit there and they think, oh my God.
You can get interested in something.
I think I'll see.
I can imagine.
All right, number three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditors' reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summaries, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, resolution of the Upshur County Commissioners Court number 2025-16, which was our nominee for the appraisal district board, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Make a motion to approve item A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we conglomerate items 3A through F and vote on them as a package. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Number four, hear the updates and discuss and take action concerning the Round 12 Courthouse grant renovation. Lisa Fleur Bazaar won't be here until about 11 a.m. Hopefully we'll be through by then and you'll be here to answer any questions. Yeah. Every time I see him, I ask him, he's still on target for us being in there at the end of February, they say yes. And they did do a good job of getting the fences back where they needed to be so the embers would come. Did a really good job on that. Number five, discuss and take action to approve a proclamation, which will be 2025-17, declaring October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we have somebody here to speak to us about that.
My planner did not give me a copy of the proclamation.
We got one part.
Thank you very much. I'm Holly Bruce. I'm the CEO of the Women's Center of East Texas, and we serve Upshur County, Gilmer, and we are very, very grateful to you all for continuing to provide support for domestic violence victims and survivors. And the proclamation reads, whereas the crime of domestic violence violates the basic human rights of safety and dignity, and in 2023, 205 Texans were killed due to domestic violence, and whereas the problems of domestic violence and teen dating violence are not confined to any group of people, but cut across all economic, racial, gender, and societal barriers, and whereas the impact of domestic violence and teen dating violence directly affects individuals and communities when society ignores or tolerates violence in relationships, and whereas last year, the Women's Center of East Texas provided face-to-face services to over 1,092 adults and 201 children who experienced domestic violence and provided 6,171 days of shelter, and whereas last year the Women's Center of East Texas provided these direct services to 60 victims from Upshur County, and therefore we ask you, the members of the Upshur County Commissioners Court, to proclaim the month of October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
All righty, I'll have a motion.
Motion to approve the proclamation.
Motion and a second that we approve Proclamation 2025-17 declaring October as Domestic Violence Prevention World Awareness Month. And I just want to say, because I've been practicing law for 41 years, I see what y'all do, and it's a lot of good. And domestic violence is broader than the people beating other people up. You know, that's just pure evil. Y'all deal with that. It's also foul to leave your partner pregnant and destitute because you're so sore and you're just breathing air, somebody else could be breathing. And I've seen many times where y'all would help people with a place to stay, help them with birth, help them find jobs, help them learn. And so this court's always been behind y'all 100%. Since I've been here. So, kind of must have been a second. Those in favor? There you go, 5-0. Thank you for coming. We'll also publish this in public places.
Okay.
Do you want
pictures? I do.
If you could come around here.
I'll be there. Thank you. You're in a great spot for it.
Can you move this chair?
Okay. Thank you all.
Real close right here.
Okay. Thank you.
Jay's right in the middle.
I took a bunch in case anybody.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you all. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Number 6, discuss and take action to approve Lauren Kaufman as the Upshur County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources.
Yay!
Thank you all for coming.
Yay, welcome. Thank you guys for being here, and I want to introduce the candidate that we have selected, and Michael had come to her interview in Overton with us. Lauren Kaufman is a graduate of Baylor for her bachelor's degree in biochemistry, and she went to the University of Houston for a master's in biotechnology. She's been working in research, and correct me if I'm wrong, but she's very focused on growing plants for food, and so that whole concept of feeding people and getting people involved in farmers markets and getting youth involved in farmers markets and teaching people how to grow their own food and be sustainable. So she also is very excited to come here to keep producers up to date, work with them on growing their crops and making sure they understand what all goes into the plant biology of what they're doing, and serving the community. I do have this in writing. So, and being the connection for the producers and 4-H'ers and to the resources they need. So, do you have a question?
Got an observation. Are all y'all that highly educated? You're way above your pay grade. You're lucky we have.
I hope so. I feel lucky to be here.
Well, we're lucky to have you.
What was your master's degree?
You get her resume. I asked her, can I give it to Philip?
Taylor and a master's degree at the University of Houston.
Did you go to University of Houston?
I was.
You were in Houston, though.
Yeah, I went to the law school. I went to the law school to go to, and you can't get in anywhere.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve that Ms. Laura Kaufman is the new Ag Extension Office agent for Ag and Natural Resources.
Thank you.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. So, have you been living around here?
Oh, this year.
I do plan on moving closer. My husband's job needs a population closer to Longview, so we'll probably be moving to Longview, and then I'll be moving.
I was just asking out of curiosity.
No, you're good.
I have one too.
Yeah.
I do plan on moving.
Just like to meet people. Well, I mean, you may not can for economic reasons or have to make a living. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
No, luckily we can, and we're actually very excited to move to Longview.
Julie is so relieved to have you, she probably wouldn't care if you lived in Wisconsin.
Oh, my goodness.
She's had it all to herself for so long.
Well, I did have, using the vacant monies for this position, I did have a 4-H assistant that was 10 hours a week. Lisa E., stand up. Because of you guys approving the budget last few weeks ago, Lisa has now been transitioned into our office coordinator position. And so, because of you all bringing me back some office support, we have her 28 hours a week. So she will be in the office Tuesday through Friday, 7 hours a day. That's 7 times 4 is 28, right? Yes. Okay. So we're super excited to have her. I've trained her for 11 years now, on how to do computer things. So she trains me on all the things Upshur County because she knows everybody and everybody knows her. So, but yeah, so we've got Lauren and then Lisa more time. So y'all, I don't know what I'm gonna do with my free time. Kristen took a picture of us presenting.
Yeah.
So we don't have. Yeah. Okay. Kristen took pictures of us standing in front.
Okay. So wait a
minute. You all need a picture.
Do you want a picture?
No, no. I don't need a picture yet.
We could. Yeah, sure. And then we're gonna run. We're not, since we know it's not rude. We're gonna run. And I got the Boiler Show and Rabbit Show going on after the last couple of days. And the people moving into the exhibit building.
Yep. I will be glad when our steward is gone.
We have used those. Well,
actually, I don't have peanuts. We cried right here. Okay.
I told her when they asked for his name, just say where his name.
Well, we have one I think of.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cobb. Thank you for
taking the job. Of course, I'm excited to serve everyone and hope that I can do some good around here.
Number 7, discuss and take action to allow the friends of the library to hold their semi-annual book sale. Wednesday, December 3rd through Saturday, December 6th, and craft fair Saturday, December 6th at the library building.
This is just our semi-annual request.
Okay. We're for
fourth year,
yeah.
Our fourth time doing this. And the Friends, all the money that the Friends make goes to the summer reading program. And I'm just asking that we can.
Are you going to have some good books on sale?
Oh, we got so many books.
Same question I ask every year. Make sure the same taxpayer money that bought these books are in. So.
Oh, yeah, no, it's books that are donated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not sure that we're all legal.
Yeah, it's books that are donated.
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to second. We approve the book sale and the craft fair as stated. Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0.
Todd, I guess that's telling you going to the book sale, they better get there before me and you do, because whatever one of us doesn't buy, let them will.
We're both big readers.
All right, number 8, discuss and take action to accept for reporting the plat amendment of the Eagle Lake Estates, changing the configuration of Lot 9, relocating it to the HOA area. Who's this?
That's mine. 8 and 9 is mine. This is basically just a housekeeping item. This one, Ms. Ross, refiled some of these plats, all that stuff. It does not affect any county road because our HOAs, they take care of their own roads inside their area. So basically, it's a housekeeping item. So, motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. We approve the amendment to Eagle Lake Estates to fix Lot 9. Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes five, number nine, discuss and take action to accept or report a plat amendment of Eagle Lake Estates, changing the configuration of lots 25 and 26 and the HOA area.
This is the same thing as item number eight, just based on housekeeping item inside the HOA, so they can refile some of these plats in the middle. So motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second, we approve a further amendment to Eagle Lake Estates to change the configurations of lots 25 and 26 in the HOA area. Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes five, Number 10, discuss and take action seeking a solution to the remedy, the failure of some of our local taxing units to reimburse the county for expenses incurred in collecting taxes for said local units. Ms. Howell, without naming who these folks tell us what the problem is, and I'll go first. My understanding that three of the local taxing units haven't paid to any of their share of the cost for collecting taxes. The law is we can charge them reasonable fees for collecting the taxes that don't exceed the actual cost.
And these tax entities were aware of this before they chose to go to a second party law firm. So they knew this was going to come down the tunnel.
And so before, I merely went ahead and just wrote a letter and thought, no, I better talk to the commissioners and put it on the agenda one more time. And, you know, I don't see any alternative but to send them a notice that says, you know, you're going to have to pay it.
Okay.
And if you don't pay it, maybe, I don't want to pick a fight with them, I mean, so it's just what it is.
You're not picking a fight with them. They knew up front what the repercussions were if they chose to go outside of the county's attorney law firm. And this is an added expense to the county.
And they have given us notice that they're no longer under the interlocal agreement. That is correct. I think that's the case. They said, hey, King's X, we're rescinding our participation in the local interlocal agreement that we've had for you.
And the current law firm we have, they're actually benefiting because they're getting a discount on this software. Because the law firm that we have is being nice enough to the county saying, hey, we're going to continue to process this stuff and not go up on y'all's fees. So these school districts are getting the discount that Limebarger gives to the county.
Okay, I've done a little legal research on this. Another lawyer would have probably confirmed this. I read that case down in Bexar County. Where that guy, or there was a guy, I don't mean to be misogynist, the tax assessor collector was a guy at that time, and he just said, no, we're using the firm I want to use to collect taxes, period, end of quote. And that went up to the Court of Appeals, and they said, no, the local unit can use whoever they want, but that local unit has to reimburse the county for the cost of collecting. So that's kind of where we are. And have they even paid the other portion of what they own?
No, they were billed the same as they are every year. And they haven't even paid that portion of it, for just for doing the collections for the year past. So I bill them in 25 for the 24 collections. And they haven't even paid that part.
So is it three of them or four?
Three.
It's down to three.
Three.
So, if it's the consensus of the court,
I think we need to put them on notice. We need to
because our taxpayers, we're responsible for the money that our taxpayers pay into this county.
Right.
And if we don't handle it responsibly and efficiently, then we don't need to be here. and to handle this responsibly and efficiently, is they should be paying their fair share like everybody else does. Our residents pay their taxes, their homeowners' taxes, and all the other taxes. So it is our responsibility to see that we make sure that everybody's treated fairly. And to do that, these people need to pay up, or we need to take whatever action is legally afforded us to take to make sure that it happens.
And then the cost of the app software, one of us, annually $14,000 one of us $11,000 just for the software. That's just an annual one time.
Well, that's with a discount.
I'd have to look at the...
I've got all those down there on my desk. I didn't bring it. It seems like there's like an annual cost based on a per capita of what you're sharing.
It's a per parcel charge. You know, however, yes. So if you have more parcels, more accounts in one entity, say for, you know, just argument's sake, if we were in Gray County, that the Longview ISD would have more parcels than, say, Spring Hill ISD. So there would be a per parcel charge for the ACT software.
And we don't have any control over what it costs to use the ACT software. And then the way this PALS figures that extra cost per person and a half is way fair.
Well, look, it's
way fair on the way you did that. It was like, you didn't even take the half of the person in charge of among the ones that don't participate. You cut it down to a per capita. It's way fair. So the fly in the ointment, I think, is the ACT software. We just don't own that. But we don't. And it would cost a bunch of money. So
well, look, here we are now. It still costs us more money because we've got some notices, collections, you know.
And it's billed to the county.
Correct.
So then we have to pass it on to the entities for their monthly bill.
So am I understanding correctly then that the rationale for billing them for this is that them choosing to use a different law firm for delivering tax collections than other entities is increasing the county's expenses for collecting their taxes, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And everybody feels the same way. Yeah.
Judge, is this letter going to threaten litigation if they don't pay it?
Possibly. We act like a hunter. Because it's
you need a motion, Judge.
Uh-huh.
Do you need a motion?
No, I don't think so. It could lead to that, Phil, but I don't want to. I'd rather work this out.
And just for the record,
those people sitting behind me paid their share, for example.
Correct.
You know, no big, no pulling teeth. It's like, okay, the law is what it is.
But they probably, Gladewater is probably aware of the two tiers that y'all could choose to go somewhere else, but it would be a higher cost if you chose to go somewhere else.
But it's not that much higher. And so,
it's
really not that significant to you guys because we don't collect the whole.
I will bring up the elephant in the room. I believe that two of these three school districts are Harmony and you Grove. Is that correct?
No.
Who are the three?
You're 50% correct.
I'm 50% correct, okay. Who have we got?
I just don't think it'd be productive to say. I'll say it if it'll be off the record.
I can't keep it off the record.
I don't want the embers going on. It's going to be happiness.
You do understand I can look that up.
Yeah, I'm
good. You can.
I'm for rainbows and unicorns. But yeah, I would imagine if A owes B money and A has accounts that belong to B, common law is A can deduct from those accounts what B owes, which might, you know, but I'm not suggesting anything other than the olive
I remembered when this came up that Harmony and Grove were two of the
And Philip, this is no surprise to them. Like I said, we had three open court cases. LaWanna has had multiple meetings with them.
Yeah.
Stacy has had multiple open meetings with them. I'm saying this is at no surprise to the taxing school or the school.
Yeah, I had you down there saying that they saw this coming down the tunnel.
Yeah, you know, everybody knew this. This wasn't nothing that we just pulled out of a hat. You know. And again, I want to thank John, Margaret, and Stacy for working with us, because we're using software that belongs to a company that they own.
Well, it's really the people Stacy works for. It's about, you know, you can't even fault her. She's just taking orders from the people that own them.
No, I said they could say.
Yeah,
well, it's their business. I mean,
if we could explain in Cooper Light, very simple English terms, how does this drive up the counties?
Because they give us a discount, they give the county, say she's pretty far on bill prices, y'all give us a discount for using that software for collecting our taxes, okay? So now that Limebarger is not collecting that taxes for that particular group, Limebarger wants reimbursement for their parcels for that computer software. Is that correct, Stacy?
Yes, it's very similar to a cell phone. You can go down to AT&T or Verizon, and they all advertise a free iPhone. You can get a free iPhone, but to get the free iPhone, you have to sign up for the AT&T service. So unless you are paying that monthly service cost at AT&T, you don't get the free iPhone. And then similar to that, even if you sign up and you get the free iPhone, and you're not paying your monthly AT&T bill, they're going to cut off your service.
Yeah.
So it's very similar to any contract for service anywhere you would go.
All right, so then to try to sum this up, what everybody can understand, Limebarger gives a discount for using the software to collect taxes, so Limebarger wants reimbursement for collecting the taxes for the three entities who don't pay Limebarger to do it for them. Is that pretty much it?
That's a fair statement.
Okay.
It's not for the collection, it's for the software.
Yeah. And it's causing
the issue is the software.
Right.
Okay.
Is that what?
And them going with another entity is costing the citizens of Upshur County more tax dollars.
Well, and to kind of build on what she was saying about AT&T, it's also, if you've got five people on a plan and one steps out, their bill is significantly higher than their proportion when they were inside the one contract. So that is kind of the same thing. It's going to be different.
Yep.
Because they're not in the group anymore.
Okay. Number 11. I don't see any need to go into closed session today. Let's one of y'all do.
You didn't see any need for a vote on the...
Well, I think we need a vote to send them a notice.
That's right.
Because if we don't vote to send them a notice, we can't legally do that. I want to make a motion to send the taxing entities that are delinquent a notice that they need to pay up.
Second.
You want to add something to
that? All right. Motion and a second. We send a notice to any delinquent local taxing units they need to pay what they owe, or
separate the consequences.
There may be.
Or separate the consequences. That's way from
the have to take a legal
pay up or suffer the consequences.
Because, before we go to this, because they signed their interlocal agreement with us. Okay, so they.
We are not under interlocal agreement.
So that's even.
Yeah, they canceled the interlocal agreement we had.
They did a resolution.
Their
But they didn't sign our new local interlocal agreement.
We don't have to have an interlocal.
We don't.
Everybody has to follow the law in the absence of an interlocal.
The tax law.
Yes,
and the tax law says that we can collect what is due.
It says we have to collect if they tell us to. We only have a choice not to, but they have to reimburse us for doing so.
And that's in the tax code.
And that's in the tax code.
That's one that Philip, this is going off of tax code regulations.
No, the tax code requires them to pay what y'all are asking them for,
yes.
Right?
Well, what it costs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Motion.
Everybody vote.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So you're going to send them a letter.
Yeah. Motion passes five oh.
Well, it has the language that James was talking about. Pay up or sever the consequences.
Subject to legal consequences.
Are you gonna word it like that?
I'm gonna lawyer it. Are you gonna word it like that?
Do what?
Are you gonna word it like that?
Well, it depends on what y'all answered my question. I've got Gene.
The verbiage has to go off of what the tax code states legally and what our policy states. You know, we can't go making something.
We're getting billed for ag software.
Yeah.
It's got to be paid. And it ain't my responsibility to pay that. So
the
this is an actual expense. This isn't some warm and fuzzy, well, you know, we won't.
I guess what I'm asking is, what will be the tone of the letter? Will it say, in essence, pay up or sever the consequences, or are you just going to say it's deep?
Well, it's been due.
I'm going to say it's been due. Let's try to work this out before it devolves into the courts. Yeah. How about that?
That'll do. And Phil, I think the first meeting we had was like 2 hours, and then y'all had multiple meetings at the tax office, and then we had another meeting. You know, like I said, we've had multiple meetings on this.
Okie doke. I don't see a need to go in a closed session, unless y'all do it.
Yeah.
When you said before it evolves into the court, are you talking about the commissioner's court or another court?
Commissioner's court, county courts, federal courts,
okay.
Supreme court, JP court, I don't know.
Got everything but the kangaroo court.
All right, take a motion to adjourn. Those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye,
we're adjourned.